From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Thursday, October 2nd. A former Shasta County elections official has launched her campaign to be the next Registrar of Voters. The position has been at the center of a heated debate following unfounded claims of voter fraud in the 2020 election. NSPR's Alex Stutson reports.
Joanna Franciscat kicked off her campaign last week. According to reporting by Shasta Scout, the event was open to the public and nearly 200 people attended. There, Franciscat promised to restore stability to the county's elections, protect voter rights, and to run elections with integrity. That message is tied closely to her own history with the office. Franciscat was the longtime assistant registrar of voters, the second highest election official in the county. But she was fired by the current registrar of voters, Clint Curtis, after he was appointed to the position by the County Board of Supervisors in May. That appointment was controversial, as Curtis had no history in running elections and was previously an attorney. Voters cast their ballots for Shasta County Registrar of Voters next November. In Chico, I'm Alex Dutson.
In other news, yesterday, October 1st, marked the first day of California's new water year. Cap Radio's Manila Sakaira has more on what to expect this fall.
The state's wet season typically begins in October and sticks around until May. Since 2023, the state has seen fairly wet fall and winter seasons. Carlin Namath is the director of the California Department of Water Resources. She says she expects to see more of the same this year, including big swings between weather extremes.
When we have some storm events, they tend to be big events. And then after that event has passed, when we get into a dry period, that drying is more intensive than we've seen in California in the past 100 years of record keeping.
During the last water year, Northern California saw above average precipitation, while parts of Southern California experienced notably dry conditions. State officials say they expect that dynamic to continue and emphasize the need to capture and store water to prepare. Manola Sequeira, Cap Radio News.
And Bonfire Storytelling's Big Night Out returns to Chico State's Laxon Auditorium for the second year tomorrow. Bonfire holds smaller story slams during the year. Creator and host Bonnie Pipkin says Big Night Out at Laxon showcases how far the project has come.
A fun opportunity to celebrate what we've built and how far we've come, and also introduce people to our spirit.
It's one of two big events, with Chicoco's fashion show called Beast also happening. Pipkin says the two events have teamed up, dubbing the weekend Fire Beast.
We joined forces to do a cross-promotional thing that would be fun and just encourage everyone to just not choose one, but go to both. Like, go big that weekend.
Read the full story at mynspr.org. And a transparency note. NSPR's broadcast licenses are owned by Chico State. It does not oversee our news production or programming. Also, Shasta County supervisors have officially come out against Proposition 50. Supervisors voted unanimously to oppose the measure, which would redraw California's congressional districts to add additional Democratic seats. If Prop 50 is approved by voters next month, Shasta and some nearby counties would move from District 1 to District 2, which stretches down to Marin County. Politically, the two counties look very different. Shasta County leans red. About half of voters there are Republicans, while only a fifth are Democrats. Marin is the opposite. It has a strong Democratic majority with few Republicans. Additionally, Chico is getting its first red light camera system. Construction started this week along Mangrove Avenue. The city and Chico Police Department say five high-risk intersections will get cameras. Each will be marked with signs to alert drivers they're being filmed. The city hopes the project will reduce accidents. The system was approved by the city council in April. The cameras won't be turned on until construction wraps up in several months. And Governor Gavin Newsom has signed legislation allowing the state to resolve private sector labor disputes. This comes after the Trump administration has weakened the federal agency that handles those complaints. The California Report's Maddie Bolaños has more.
Under AB 288, a state board could fine employers that disregard workers' rights to unionize and bargain collectively, $1,000 per employee per violation. But there's a legal issue, according to Stanford Law Emeritus Professor Bill Gould.
State action regulating private sector labor management relations is generally unconstitutional because it is preempted by federal law.
Union supporters dispute that. The law is set to take effect next year.
That was the California Report's Mari Bolaños. In other news, deportations conducted by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents in California have increased by nearly 80% under the Trump administration. The San Francisco Chronicle reports about 5,500 people were deported between January and July of this year. That's compared to 2024, where there were only about 3,000 California deportations. ICE deportations nationwide have decreased by about 14% since 2024 and are below the administration's goal. And finally, California's appeal to people recently released into the United States continues to drop, according to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection data. The numbers were obtained by the Associated Press and tracked the destinations of nearly 2.5 million people crossing the border from May 2023 to January 2025. Florida topped all 50 states per capita with 1,271 immigrant arrivals for every 100,000 residents. California ranked 16th with 644 arrivals for every 100,000 residents. And those were your headlines for Thursday, October 2nd. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.